Greetings in the name of Jesus, and welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. And my name is Jody, and I, Lord willing, will be sharing with you for a week here. And I look forward to going through the scriptures with you once again. And I trust that the Lord will add his blessing as we come to his word for renewing of our minds and for instruction and for direction as people that are wanting to follow after Christ Jesus, our Savior, who said these wonderful words when he was here on this earth. He said, "Follow me." What an invitation he has given us. And I praise God and thank God for that. And I want to be able to express my thanks to God and to man that he has given us opportunity to have fellowship with him through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as I think on those things, I think of certain people in the Bible that we read about, as we see examples for us of people who had relationships with our Heavenly Father. And I'm really intrigued by especially those in the Old Testament that had a relationship with the Father, because that was before the cross of Jesus Christ, where we have access to God through Christ. There are men and women in the Bible that had experiences with God, had relationship with God, and I want to share just a little bit about David. There's other examples that we could look at, and perhaps we'll look at some of those throughout the week. I'm not sure yet, but I would like to take some time and just examine a little bit of David and his walk and relationship with God. Now, was David a perfect man? No, he was not. We know that. We see that the Bible records his errors as well as the victories and the good things that David had in his life. And so we see that David was a man just like you and me. And I think maybe that helps us to relate maybe even better with him, because we see that he was a man, that he had weakness, but he also had strengths. And one of his strengths was that he had a heart to find out more about God and to learn to have fellowship and communion with God, the Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth. And so we can read the history of David in the scriptures. We can also go to turn to the Psalms, and we can see wonderful writings that he expressed his heart. And I'd like to take a look at a couple different passages from the book of Psalms. And as I do, I want you to be thinking about the type of relationship that you hear in these words, and how he is looking to God in a special way that is a beautiful, magnificent way. And I'm going to be reading to you from Psalm 95 first. And it says, "O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest." Now, as you notice here, David starts out here, and he's proclaiming, "Let us sing unto the Lord, let's make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation." He understood that salvation was based on God alone. He is a rock that doesn't move, doesn't change. here is Almighty God, and He is our salvation. And David understood that, and he was giving an exhortation here and encouragement here in the Lord. And then you see that it kind of switches there, and then God is talking to us. He says, "Harden not your heart as in the day of provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my work. 40 years long I was grieved with this generation and said, 'Is it a people that do err in their heart, for they have not known my ways?'" See, God is interested in us knowing His ways and having fellowship with Him. It's a wonderful part of Christianity that no other religion can offer. No other seeking after God has this wonderful, truthful thing that the Lord, the God of this universe, the one who made heaven and earth, He is wanting relationship with mankind, people, you and me. He loves us, and He wants us to have this fellowship with Him. I'm encouraged with this. Here's David, that he sees the greatness of God and the magnificence of God, and he's rejoicing, and he has thanksgiving in his heart as he comes to God. I'm going to read to you now from Psalm 8. And Psalm 8 says, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth." And I just want you just to picture here how David was adoring and admiring God for who He is, and in wonderment about, "Lord, when I see all these things that Your hands have made, what is man that Thou art mindful of him?" I mean, who are we? We are so small. And yet God takes time to have relationship with us. What a wonderful thing to know. And, I don't know if what the weather would be like in this evening for you tonight, but I would encourage you to go outside. The moon is bright. And where I am, the sky is clear, and I expect that there'll be a bright, shining moon tonight and be able to see the stars and the wonders of God's hand, His creation. And go and just take a look at what God has created. And, you know, The Bible says that God has named every star that you can see. And there's so many stars. Every time a scientist looks farther and farther into space, he finds more and more and more stars. Just beyond all comprehension for us. There's so many millions and billions of stars. And God created each one of them. And God made all the things we see around us. And it's an amazing sight. And David took notice of this. He understood. I imagine he was out taking care of his father's sheep, and he'd have to be sitting out in the night, in the cold, in the dark. And I could just picture him looking up and seeing all the stars that God's made and just being in wonder and say, "Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth." He understood who made those, and he had a sense of awe for God, the Creator, and he worshiped. And you see, God is very desirous that you and I would worship Him. And I want my life to be a life that is full of worship to my God, a life that is in fellowship with the Maker of heaven and earth. And it's almost too wonderful to even think about, that the God who made all these things, he's the one that we read about all through the Bible that did all the miraculous, wonderful things because he is God. And he wants to have a relationship with you and with me. That's very humbling. Just like David said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? He's just amazed here that God could want to take time to have fellowship with his created beings. And so I wanted to encourage you, let's take a lesson from David here. He understood some things about God. He had an understanding here. And he was very awestruck with God. He was very amazed with God, and he worshipped God. And God was very pleased with that. In relationship, it's a wonderful thing because relationship has two, it goes both ways. It's from me to God, God to me. From you to God, God to you. It's a relationship. And God wants that. He's desirous of that. And I want to encourage that in our lives because that is where the heart and the root of Christianity lies, is in a relationship with God. And I trust that we'll be looking at some scriptures to enhance that and to show us that this is the desire of our Heavenly Father, is to have communion fellowship with his people. He wants to know us and us to know him in a personal, intimate way. And it's a reality. It's something that we can attain to. And we need to press on and to keep striving for that relationship with our Heavenly Father. But he's made the way through Christ Jesus our Lord. So I want to encourage you today, seek the Lord with all of your heart. He will be found of you. Let's cry out to the God of the heavens, one who made heaven and earth, the God of the Bible, Jehovah. And let's turn our hearts to him. The days that we live in this land are full of trouble and unrest. The people are unsure about the future. But we have this hope that is in Jesus Christ, that when all these things pass away, we will be eternally with him. What a wonderful promise we have from God. He wants that. He wants us to look to him. So I want to encourage you today, seek the Lord with all of your heart. And God will bless you, and he will be found of you when you seek for him with all of your heart. When you worship him, he is pleased. I want to encourage you to do that, even today. Just maybe right where you're at now, just take some time and worship the Lord God and say, Lord, I want more of you. And ask him to give you a heart to seek after him above all else. And may God bless you as you ponder these things today.